You're listening to Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno, supported by Homewatch Caregivers, whose mission is to preserve dignity, protect independence, and provide peace of mind for their clients and loved ones by providing exceptional home care.
97.9 FM WCHL is pleased to present Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno. Nicole has over 15 years of experience as a geriatric social worker and administrator, working in the long-term care industry to include skilled nursing care, Alzheimer's care, adult daycare, and home care. She also worked as a family caregiver. In addition, Nicole co-founded a nonprofit in the Triangle that specializes in support for caregivers. Now, Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno.
Welcome to this episode of Caring Connections. My name is Nicole Bruno, and I'm your host. Joining me today is Dr. Katrina Madison Chauwei, who is the Dental Director for Piedmont Health Services, and today we will be discussing the importance of dental health for older adults. Welcome.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad to have you here. It's like I saw you yesterday. Dr. Katrina brought with her some of the top 10 things that people may not know about this topic, but probably should, and I thought I might highlight a couple of them for you today. The first is, you should always brush your tongue, not only for good hygiene, but for fresh breath.
Yes, fresh breath is very important.
So brushing that tongue is a good idea. When drinking dark-colored drinks, consider using a straw and swallowing directly to prevent staining your teeth.
Yes, we like to drink and then roll whatever whatever liquid it is.
Yeah, it tastes good when you do that.
Right, you want to roll it. When you do that in your mouth, the pores in your teeth often become absorbed with the different colors of whatever it is that you're drinking. So,
but if you use a straw and just suck it down, how do you taste it?
Right. Well, you know, it lingers on your tongue a little while. And then you just swallow.
Okay. If you have a bleeding disorder, you should notify your dentist prior to invasive procedures.
Yes, very important. You want to make sure that you let them know that you're on a blood thinner. That way, if it's an invasive procedure and you're bleeding a lot, then we have different methods to help control that bleeding. But if we don't know, sometimes we can be forced to think really quickly on our feet when we could have prepared for an event.
Well, I tell you what, Dr. Chauwei, when I was pregnant for my last child, and you know how gums get when you're pregnant, they bleed like nothing. I had to have a root canal.
Oh, wow.
And the amount of bleeding, I mean, they had to put all kinds of like special, disgusting tasting, just to stop the bleeding. Mm-hmm. And then when they put the temporary crown on, it just hurt terrible because my gums were so angry. And that's no joke, seriously. And I warned them, I said, now when I'm pregnant, my gums bleed like crazy. And they said, you were not kidding.
Right.
So,
always best to let us know ahead of time.
Another reason why dentists do not like to work on pregnant women.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but we're trying to change that. The scope of dentistry is changing. Pregnancy is just a part of life. It's not a disease.
No.
And we try to encourage all dentists to treat pregnant women now.
Yeah.
But for a long time, we said no.
Yeah. You know, well, fair to the x-rays and whatnot, I guess. Mm-hmm. But who knew pregnancy wreaked such havoc on your mouth?
All right.
I tell you. I'm here to tell you it does. And next, last one is, if you had a heart attack or a stroke within the past 6 months, you should notify your dentist prior to any dental treatment. Why is that?
So you definitely want to let us know specifically because the anesthetic that we give you, it will, it has epinephrine in it. We do have some that does not have epinephrine in it, but you have an increased risk of having another heart attack or another stroke if you go to get a dental procedure done within that 6 month period of time without us having a close eye and a close watch on you.
Oh.
So we recommend that you at least let us know definitely on your medical history, and then you definitely want to tell your dentist prior to any procedure your last, you know, heart attack or stroke if it was in within that 6 month period. It's very important to us and important to you as well.
Yeah.
We want to keep you healthy.
Definitely. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Okay, so back to older adults. You know, why is it important for an older adult to have a dental exam?
So if if an older adult does not have a full complement of teeth or they are wearing a prosthetic or a denture, oftentimes they think, I don't need to go to the dentist because I don't have any teeth.
Yeah, what's the point?
Well, the dentist looks for a lot more than just your teeth. We also look for cancerous lesions as well as abrasions in the mouth. And we want to check and make sure that the denture is fitting properly. Mm-hmm. We also like to pull the tongue out and look on both sides to see if we see anything that might be suspicious to us. It might be whitish and reddish in color, but you as a patient wouldn't notice it in a mirror because most times cancerous lesions are not painful until you've progressed further in the diagnosis. So we like to have people without teeth as well as people with teeth come to the dentist at least twice a year. But if you don't have teeth, you can come once a year just so we can give you an overall check.
So an oral exam, if nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Okay. So can patients leave dentures or partials in overnight? I know somebody particularly close to me who sleeps with them, and I don't even know how or if it, when they ever take them out.
So we often have patients who like to sleep in their prosthetics.
Yeah.
Excuse me for that. And we do not encourage it. The main reason being that the tissue and the mucosa, it needs to breathe. So you need to remove the denture or the partial, place it in a denture cup, not near pets because pets like partials and things. They will chew them. They smell like food. They will chew them.
Oh.
So you soak them in water, and then you need to brush your teeth as well as your tongue and use a mouth rinse.
Okay.
And go to sleep. Allow the tissue to breathe. Then when you wake up, you place it back. I do have one patient in particular. She had been married for quite some time, and she never removed that prosthesis. So by the time she came to us, you know, she was complaining of mouth pain.
Some period of years.
Right.
Wow.
Years. She said her husband never saw her without her partial.
Wow.
She was missing a front tooth. Her husband never saw it without the partial, and the tissue was really red and inflamed. That caused us to have to treat her with an antibiotic as what mouth rinse, and she couldn't wear the partial for at least 14 days because we needed to give the bacteria time to die down, the tissue time to breathe and become vibrant again.
Wow.
She was not happy with that, but if you don't take it out every night,
you're going to be stuck not wearing it for a long time.
Not wearing it for a long time.
Wow. Okay. I think that's definitely food for thought.
Yes.
So what if I can't floss my teeth?
Sometimes as we get older, our dexterity is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
And when in cases like that, we offer other flossing agents.
Mm-hmm.
There's one out now. It's called a hummingbird flosser. And basically it has a wider base. So you just grip it between your hand, kind of like a microphone. You would hold it like that. And it has, at the top, it's got a piece of string, and it's shaped like a football goal at the bottom, and it slides right down between each of the teeth.
Mm.
Also, if you have a caretaker, your caretaker can also help you with that.
You know, I know, speaking myself personally, whenever I go to the dentist, they talk about how tight my teeth are and that I have to use very special dental floss because the rest of the dental floss just rips the second you put it in.
Yes.
Definitely.
To prevent that, they also have different thickness of floss.
Oh, who knew? I did not know that.
Through that hummingbird flosser.
Okay.
Because some people, their contacts are really, really tight. As patients get older, their teeth become more spaced out.
Sure.
And sometimes it's not as difficult. But for those special patients who have contacts, we accommodate you all also.
Okay. Can't get away with not flossing then,
no.
Huh?
There's no alternative.
No. How about those water picks and things like that? Do they work just as well as floss? Or?
Water picks are great, but they work better for pocketing and flush water in through the sulcus or basically inside of the tissue where the tissue is spaced out.
Okay.
But it is not an alternative to flossing. We like for you to floss and then use the water pick to clean everything out.
Got it. Wonderful. Okay. Now, how about this burning question? And it does burn when you use it. Is mouthwash just as good as flossing?
Mouthwash is not an alternative or a substitute for flossing. It's more of an adjunct procedure. So we like for you to use a mouthwash 1 to 2 times a day.
Okay.
but we want you to definitely floss once a day. And I know you mentioned the burning, but we do have mouthwash that does not contain alcohol now.
Okay.
So it does not burn.
Okay.
So we would definitely recommend, especially if you have dry mouth or something like that, we would recommend a mouthwash without alcohol.
Well, listeners, I'm trying to get you out of flossing, but it doesn't sound like that's going to be the...
No, there's no way around that.
All right. Well, we are going to take a quick break. I'm having the pleasure to speak to Dr. Katrina Madison Chaway, and we are talking about the importance of dental health for older adults, and we will be right back.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me is Dr. Katrina Madison Chaway, and we are talking about the importance of dental health for older adults. Okay, so we kind of talked a little bit about how often you should brush your teeth and that all everyone's favorite topic of flossing. Let's go down to the toothbrush level, though. What type of toothbrush should a patient use? Those really tough ones or that really get all the dirt off? Or how do we do this?
So for quite some time, we've always believed that bigger is better, harder is better, and the water needs to be boiling hot.
I never did that part.
But that's not true. That's not true. We want to use a soft bristle brush.
Okay.
It's much better for your teeth over time as you're using a hard or a medium bristle brush. And depending on what direction you're brushing your teeth in, you will start to take away your enamel, which is the top layer of your tooth. Once you take that enamel away, you get into the dentin, which is more sensitive. So then you find people who have to use Sensodyne toothpaste or some kind of sensitivity toothpaste because they've brushed away the top layer of their teeth. And you do that by continuously brushing with a hard bristle brush or a medium bristle brush in the same direction over time for many years.
Okay.
So the recommendation is to use a soft bristle brush, small, soft circles. I have a song, Up, Down, Round, and Round, okay. Right at the junction of the gum line and the tooth structure, as well as on the biting surfaces of the teeth to make sure you get everything clean.
Okay.
Harder is not always better when it comes to brushing our teeth.
Okay. How about the difference between a manual toothbrush and electric one? I know every time I go to the dentist, they try to sell me the electric toothbrush.
Electric toothbrushes are really good. However, essentially, the manual and the electric toothbrush, they do the same thing.
Okay.
However, with the manual toothbrush, you have to gauge how hard you're pressing on your teeth when you brush them.
Okay.
With the electric toothbrush, if you press too hard or you're applying too much pressure, the electric toothbrush will raise in pitch.
Oh.
So you can actually hear that you're pressing too hard and you know that you need to lighten up some.
Huh.
So it actually saves you tooth structure, which can, in fact, save you on buying the toothpaste, the Sensodyne, the sensitivity toothpaste. And, you know, you can keep your teeth for a really long time.
Okay, great. How about that everyone's favorite dry mouth? And it tends to be, I think, something that's more common with older adults, depending on the medication they're taking, different things like that. What can we do to help that dry mouth?
So I have a couple of suggestions for dry mouth. One would be an over-the-counter product that we recommend all the time to our patients. It's a artificial salivary gland product. It's called Biotene. So it comes in toothbrushes, toothpaste, chewing gum, different things like that. And what it does is it helps to produce more of a watery environment in your mouth.
Okay.
They also have a mouthwash as well, and it helps to stimulate your saliva as well. Another hint would be for you to use a teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil, and you just want to put it in your mouth, roll it around. Some choose to swallow. I say go ahead and spit it out.
Yeah.
And that just helps to keep the mouth more moist.
Okay.
The drier the mouth is, the more likely you are to get cavities and things of that nature right around your gum line. So you really want to try and keep your mouth as moist as possible. The last thing I will say about dry mouth is that the body needs to be in balance. So it's all about the amount of water you take in and the amount of water you're putting out. So if you look at your urine output, your urine should be a light yellow in color, kind of like the the shade of a glass of white wine.
Okay.
If it's not that color, meaning if it's really, really clear, that means you're intaking too much water into your body. Yeah. But if it's really yellow, then you're not getting enough water. Mm-hmm. So the body is all about balance. And if you check on your urine output, that can help with your dry mouth as well.
So too much water can cause dry mouth.
Yes. Too much water can cause dry mouth and too little water can cause dry mouth.
Interesting.
And so you really have to check on your urine output, the color that you see.
Interesting. So mm-hmm. I'm guessing people who drink too much continue to keep drinking because they think they don't have
That's
enough.
Exactly what happens.
I mean, that would be my thought process.
That's
apparently
exactly
I'd be wrong.
What happens.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about diabetes and teeth? Does diabetes affect teeth in any sort of way?
Yes. So there has been a link between diabetes and periodontal disease. Basically, your hemoglobin A1C level, which is what your doctor typically tracks for your glucose levels.
Yes.
It's been shown, research has shown that when that level is high, you can also find it in your saliva, and it contributes to bone loss. So we recommend, just as with all patients, but specifically if you're diabetic, you should definitely get in to see your dentist so that we can check your bone height and your bone levels, because those that don't come to the dentist for an extended period of time, mm-hmm. by the time we see them, they may be at risk of losing a couple of teeth or all of their teeth. They can also have periodontal abscesses. Mm. It's just a road that we don't want to go down. So if you're diabetic, it's very important that you get in to see your dentist.
Diabetes really affects everything.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It definitely. The mouth is the entryway to the rest of your body.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so gum disease, is that preventable or is that just something that automatically happens as you get older?
So there are some traits that have shown that gum disease, otherwise known as pyorrhea, mm-hmm. Of the mouth, that it is hereditary, but your habits can also contribute to that. And it's preventable. You should have your bone height checked by your dentist at least once per year. The hygienist will clean your teeth and help you to maintain your bone height and health mm-hmm. at least twice a year.
Bone height, what do you mean by that?
So the level of bone, the bone basically supports the root structure of the tooth.
So we're not talking I'm 5'8". 5'8"
Oh, no. I'm not talking about that type of bone. Uh-huh. Same type of bone, but it's in the jaw.
Okay.
Okay. I didn't quite understand what you were saying. I'm like, huh? So your bone height is very important because that's what supports your teeth.
Sure.
And then your gum tissue is on top of that.
Okay.
So as the bone height decreases.
So that can shrink.
Yes.
Okay.
And it does shrink over time with age, mm-hmm. but if you have periodontal disease, it moves at a faster rate, such that you can have mobility on your teeth. You can have a class 1 mobility, which mm-hmm. is just a little movement. Mm-hmm. You can have class 2, which is 2 to 3 millimeters of movement in mm-hmm. any direction. And then you can have class 4, which really means if you whistle too hard, that tooth might fall out.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yes.
But it is preventable. Is there anything that we can do to prevent that?
Yes.
Okay.
Again, I'm going to say the same thing over and over again. Go see your dentist at least twice a year.
Okay.
And there are types of treatments such as scaling and root planing that you mm-hmm. can get, which once you lose bone, it does not grow back. Mm-hmm. However, you can stop the bone loss at the height that it currently is, and you can maintain that for the rest of your lifetime. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is practice good oral health habits, go visit your dentist, and really form a good relationship and bond. Mm-hmm. Most times that's a little difficult because, you know, we're scared of the dentist.
Yeah.
We typically become scared of the dentist,
yeah.
but it really is important. The more you go see them, the less likely you are to have more extensive things done.
Yeah.
But most times it works in the reverse.
Yeah, people work in crisis.
Right.
Unfortunately, with everything in life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno on 97.9 FM WCHL, supported by Home Watch Caregivers. Now, more of Caring Connections.
Welcome back. This is Nicole Bruno, your host of Caring Connections, and joining me is Dr. Katrina Madison Chauwe, who is the Dental Director for Piedmont Health Services, and we are talking about the importance of dental health for older adults. Okay, so you really got me feeling like I need to schedule another appointment, even though I just went.
Great! That's wonderful.
Do you have a double and every other month plan? I'm just kidding. Okay. So let me just pick up sort of where we left off. We were talking about, you know, gum disease, and then we haven't really touched on that good old toothache or abscess. Sam, you know, does it go away on its own? Do we have to go to the dentist? How does that work?
The answer to that would be yes.
Oh, it goes away on its own.
No.
Oh.
Yes, you do need to go to the dentist. You asked me a double question,
Nicole. I know. Not fair.
So yes, you do need to go to the dentist. No, the abscess will not go away on its own. Now, you may notice that it will swell over time and then get smaller in size. The abscess is a symptom that's associated with a problem. It can often be associated with bone loss. It could be associated with decay being into the nerve, causing the toothache, which and bacteria being into the nerve, which is how you get the abscess. The symptom will not go away until you treat the problem, and the problem is often the tooth. So you should definitely make a visit with your dentist so that they can tell you the treatment that's needed.
Okay.
Oftentimes, we will give an antibiotic to help take the abscess down if it's too big in size. However, that antibiotic just covers up and helps with the symptom. It doesn't treat the problem. You still have to get the tooth,
fixed.
Which is the problem, fixed. It could be a root canal. It could be an extraction. It could be any number of things, but you definitely need to get it treated.
Yeah, I was at the dentist not too long ago, as I mentioned, and this one woman was calling in and asking for an antibiotic again for an abscess, and they said, this is the last time we're calling this in because you need to come in and get this fixed.
Right, and eventually the antibiotic will not work anymore. They'll be calling for more, but it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
Your body is not responding to it because the problem is still there.
Yeah.
As soon as you remove the problem, oftentimes the patient doesn't need the antibiotic because the abscess will drain on its own.
It's
the body is rid of the infection and it's happy.
Yes. And so, as you mentioned, antibiotics don't solve the problem of a toothache, and just so that everybody kind of, it makes the pain go away.
Right. It does make the pain go away.
But the problem's still there.
The problem is still there.
Just to make sure everybody's
clear. It will reduce the inflammation for about 4 to 6 weeks, but that's that gap of window of time that you have to get it fixed, make the appointment.
Yeah.
You really don't want to wait past that amount of time.
Sure. Okay. So I know you brought with you some great resources to share with the listening audience. Would you mind sharing them?
Sure. So if you're having a dental need, you can come see us at Piedmont Health Services. We are a one-stop shop for healthcare.
Okay.
And we have 4 dental locations.
Okay.
You can reach us at piedmonthealth.org to view all of those locations.
Okay.
Or you can call us at 919-933-9087. We are open Monday through Thursday and on Fridays in one clinic, and we also have 2 clinics that are open late night on Thursdays to help accommodate patients. We see privately insured patients. We also treat patients without insurance, and your fee is based on a sliding scale. It's income based.
Great.
Yes.
Great. How about the UNC School of Dentistry?
Yes. So you can visit the UNC School of Dentistry. They have an emergency clinic on the ground floor where you can walk in. They also have a shack clinic, which offers free dental care, but you would have to get on their website to look up that.
A shack clinic?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes, it's called
Shack
Clinic.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And it's on Wednesday nights. But,
okay.
And then in Durham, there's a CARES clinic that's also run by the SNDA of the School of Dentistry.
Interesting.
But you would need to get on their website, UNC School of Dentistry, to view those resources. There's also Missions of Mercy, which gives away free dental treatment on the weekends. So you would have to Google Missions of Mercy for North Carolina, and they would list all the dates and the locations.
So bottom line is there's no excuse not to get your teeth checked.
We know it's complicated, but yes,
but there's
you definitely
lots
need
of
to
options
come in and get your teeth checked.
And
there are lots of options.
Wonderful. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Thank you for having me.
True joy. Again, thank you so much to Dr. Katrina Madison Chaway, who is the dental director for Piedmont Health Services, and we discussed together the importance of dental health for older adults and, frankly, for all of us today on Caring Connections. And as always, you may email your caring question to caring@1360wchl.com. Thank you.
The purpose of Caring Connections is to educate listeners to help improve the quality of life for families, for professional caregivers, as well as those people affected with Alzheimer's disease.
Caring Connections with Nicole Bruno is supported by HomeWatch Caregivers. You can hear this and any other program of Caring Connections on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Be sure to email questions to caring@1360wchl.com. Caring Connections is a presentation of 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.